with your phone, transferred money using an app, or checked your bank statement online, then you're already part of a multi-billion dollar industry. It's called fintech, and it's changing economies around the world. Fintech is short for financial technology. Seems simple, right? Well, the term fintech includes a huge range of products, technologies, and business models that are changing the financial services industry. It refers to everything from cashless payments to crowdfunding platforms to robo-advisors to virtual currencies. So every time you donate to someone's Kickstarter campaign, that's fintech. Or if you transfer money to someone using Venmo, that's also fintech. And that's just the beginning. Here at a major fintech conference in Amsterdam, hundreds of companies are trying to disrupt the banking and finance industries by changing the way we pay and borrow money. And investors are buying it. Global investment in the fintech sector has added up to nearly $100 billion since 2010. In 2017 alone, fintech investment surged 18%. Startups focusing on payment and lending technologies received the majority of those funds. It's not just startups that are getting into fintech. Some of the world's biggest companies, from Apple to Alibaba, are going big on it too. Just think of Apple Pay or Alipay. One reason for all of this investment, consumers are adopting fintech fast. One out of every three people across 20 major economies report using at least two fintech services in the last 6 months. China and India are leading the way, with more than half of consumers using services like money transfers, financial planning, borrowing, and insurance. Financial technology has filled a void for people around the world who don't have access to traditional banking services. In fact, it's estimated nearly 2 billion people worldwide are without bank accounts.